News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Delays on tests and treatment for cancer are causing avoidable deaths, as every 4 weeks waiting for treatment can increase mortality by 10%. It's the latest warning from the Irish Cancer Society. We're joined now by their CEO, Avril Power. Avril, tell us what your message is this morning from the Irish Cancer Society.
So we're warning this morning that failure to meet key targets set out in the National Cancer Strategy are resulting in avoidable deaths. I know that's a very stark warning, Shane, but sadly it's a reality. And it won't come as any surprise to any of your listeners who have been waiting a long time for their cancer tests or for their cancer treatments. As you know, time matters in cancer care. For many cancers, your chances of surviving at stage one are 80 to 90% or more. But by stage four, that can drop to less than 20%. So early detection and treatment can literally be the difference between life and death. And that's why it's so alarming to see both that five of the six national targets were not met within the 12-month period here, and also that there's significant variation between hospitals, resulting in people having a very different experience and sadly also a different chances of survival depending on where in Ireland they live.
So where are we falling short?
So we're falling short of both across both tests and treatment. So the National Cancer Strategy sets specific waiting times for cancer tests. So because time is of the essence, and they know that. So there are specific waiting times for the lung cancer rapid access clinics. You should get in within 10 days of a referral. For breast, 10 days also. For urgent referrals, 12 weeks for the non-urgent. And for prostate, it's 20 days. And those targets are being missed. As I said, many of them at a national level. So, for example, one in four people nationally did not get access to the breast and prostate rapid access clinics within the target timeframe, within those the number of working days set out in the National Cancer Strategy in the period from March 2024 to February 2025. But in some centres, compliance is far lower. So, for example, less than 30% of patients with an urgent referral attended the matter breast rapid access clinic on time over those 12 months, and only 13% of patients accessed the prostate rapid access clinic in Galway on time in that period too. So that means that the patients who are getting, they're getting diagnosed with their cancer much later than they could be, and sadly that can have a significant impact on the chances of surviving.
Is this the postcode lottery? Is this what you're referring to when you talk about postcode lottery?
Yeah, it is a postcode lottery. You can call it health apartheid, you can call it whatever you like, but it is so shocking to see that where you live can have such a big impact on your test. It also has an impact on the treatment. So nationally, one in seven people waited longer than the target time frame to start their chemotherapy, which is 15 working days. But in Letterkenny, four in five patients were late starting their chemo. And in some months last year, nobody in Letterkenny started their chemo on time. In radiotherapy, the position is reversed and the waiting times are longer in Dublin. So almost two in five patients didn't start radiotherapy on time. So it's a mixed picture. It's not that one part of the country is underperforming on everything, but what it's showing is that across our cancer centres, they're struggling with resourcing. And for cancer services to work properly, you need three things. You need staffing, equipment and physical space.
Well, I was going to ask you what needs to happen as far as you're concerned.
Yeah, so you need to have the staff, but working in cancer services and also in radiology and diagnostic services that feed into our cancer services where people actually get the diagnosis. You need equipment. We have radiotherapy equipment in Cork that is up to date, but they don't have staff to operate it to its full capacity. But
really?
In Dublin, we have
Can I just focus on that for a second? So you have this state-of-the-art, presumably it costs millions, and it's not being utilised.
Yeah, and that's because of a shortage of radiotherapists. Now, we highlighted this very strongly last year, and we know that the training places have been increased, but it will take some time for those to come out, for those to come out of college. But then in Dublin, you have In Dublin, the opposite situation, where the linear accelerators, the equipment that is used in radiotherapy, have a useful life of 10 years, and there are machines in the St. Luke's network that are over 17 years old and frequently out of service as a result. You know, so in some areas, it's, you have other areas, say like the day ward in Galway for chemotherapy, where they were seeing 13,000 patients a year back in 2016, and that had increased to 25,000 in the same space in 2024. So in some centres, it's equipment, in some it's staff, in some it's physical space. That's the issue. And in some centres, it's all three of those. And that's why we're calling on governments to make investment in cancer services a priority, both in the National Development Plan that's being reviewed at present and in the budget. We met with Minister Jennifer Carroll McNeill recently. We know that she's as alarmed as we are about these figures. And we're okay. Hopeful that she'll be able to deliver for us in the budget. But this needs to be a priority for everybody across government.
Avril Power, CEO of the Irish Cancer Society, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.